Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, Escape to Reality.
A reading from the book of Revelation. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of His covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its head were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth, to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and His throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His anointed one." The word of the Lord. This fantastic reading on the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is something that reminded me of a very interesting experience I had recently with my nephews, who took me into an unusual store called Heroic Adventures, where I basically knew nothing. Well, I had heard of titles of things like Dungeons and Dragons and Spider-Woman and Star Wars, but basically this was a store full of RPGs. Role-playing games, as they told me, like heroic, you know, Marvel games and comics, fantasy books, gaming communities who would do all kinds of CCGs, they call it, collectible card games, like Magic, World of Warcraft. All of these series of comic books along the wall I had never, ever read or seen. And all of the games were rather unusual fantasies. Now, I grew up in a time when actually Tolkien was writing Lord of the Rings, and I thought it was great, The Hobbit. I went to Star Wars, and I thought it was a very interesting dynamic, even science fiction like Star Trek. But this world today of my young nephews, and their gaming, their CCGs and RPGs and comic books are beyond me. It was fantastic, fantasy, an escape from reality, you might say, which can be fun. Who doesn't like creative imagination and games? But at one point, it kind of frightened me as I realized in the gaming room, the gaming community, playing with tarot cards, and some speaking as though they actually believed the paganism of the gods that they were beginning to know and play with, like Loki, of course, from the movie Thor. Loki, the Norse god, jealous as he is, the Avengers, all of this world suddenly took on sort of a paganism, humanism that worried me. I thought to myself, well, the book of Revelation and the story of the Christ is just as fantastic. And that I don't mean mythological, but I mean, you want to top superheroes? Why not read the story of Jesus of Nazareth? What's wrong with some of the fantastic images in Revelation, which I just read? Incredible stories that are true. They are not escapes from reality, but we might escape to reality in a world, in a religion that we ourselves know is mystical and mysterious. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We don't need Wonder Woman or Spider Woman only as a fantasy, but the Mother of God, Mary, as a reality. We don't need all the heroes, the Hulks, the Thors, all of the escapes, when we have a miracle worker in reality, the healer, not some sort of zombie who walks from the dead, but the Christ who is risen from the dead. I wish I could preach this homily to young people at the Heroic Adventures store where I went. I would really like this dialogue with young people today who are fantasized, enamored of all of these kinds of pagan gods almost, and to take off into this paganism and humanism. Why would you not find Jesus the Christ, the Mother of God Mary, and all the heroic saints who by far in reality can outstrip any of the kingdoms, the thrones, the temples, all of the stories that we hear in all those comic books compared to the true story of Christ? Mary herself tells us this in the gospel for today when she visits her cousin Elizabeth, and it's in a marvelous Magnificat as she proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And she points out that the Almighty has done great things. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. Scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones. No need for a Game of Thrones. We have the Christ, the true Son of God, the true God, not an imaginary mythological pagan one. And oh, that we could only appreciate on this assumption of Mary, the fantastic person that the Mother of God is. Okay, young people out there, let's talk. I would challenge you to read the book of Revelation and make that movie a reality, not an escape, but an escape to reality.